Well, one of the most famous forms of Venetian glass was the mirror. This was not developed originally in Venice, but came down from Germany. But the Venetians perfected the art of mirrors and made the most famous mirrors in the world. Wonderful, wonderful mirrors. Now, the extraordinary thing, we think that everyone would like to look at themselves, and of course they do, but other civilizations had never developed glass mirrors. Even the Romans, who were wonderful with glass, didn't have such things. And certainly the Indians, the Chinese, the Japanese, no other civilization developed the fine glass mirror that was developed in Venice and then spread around Europe. What is even more difficult to realize is how enormous was the effect of having a glass mirror. There were at least four major transformations to the way in which the world looked to human beings, because by reflecting yourself, it transformed your relationships. One way was in science, in optics, the development of medieval optics, and later on, the way in which you could examine light and how the eye worked was deeply affected by the possibility of juggling with light with mirrors. So the development of medieval science was affected. Then a second great transformation, which only occurred apparently in one part of the world, was in the way it destabilized vision and helped art. Because with mirrors, you could begin to suddenly look at reality in a new way. In a curious way, you couldn't see it directly if you just looked at it. But then if you looked at it in a mirror, suddenly you saw it more realistically. And the great painters of the Renaissance used mirrors all the time to try and see reality more clearly. So the Renaissance may well have partly stemmed out of the use of the mirror. Thirdly, it led to another form of scientific development, which was the use of telescopes. The early and great telescopes of the 17th century, Newton's telescopes and others, were developed using Venetian glass because you had to have something which was very, very clear. And so the wonderful technology that developed to make this glass for the mirror developed into the telescope so you could see the heavens. And finally, it possibly changed man's vision of himself. If you look at yourself in a mirror in many parts of the world, you look in a brass or a steel, slightly convex, and you don't see yourself reflected accurately. With this kind of mirror, you suddenly see, warts and all, your face. And it's often wondered why the West was so individualistic. And one possibility is that for the first time, human beings could examine themselves in a mirror. And many of the greatest artists began to use this as a technique, reaching its highest point in the self-portraits of the great Dutchman in an area of fine glass, Rembrandt, who in his self-portraits pierced into the essence of the individual. Well, everyone in the world probably wants to look at themselves, and it's really rather surprising that only one civilization in the world developed the glass mirror. China, Japan, India tended to use brass and other kinds of steel and other mirrors. In the West, and in particular in Venice, which was famous for its mirrors, they developed what you might think of as a third eye. Normally you can just see through your eyes, but with a mirror you can suddenly shift and change your vision and look at something sideways and in all sorts of ways by extending your eyesight. So it's one of the great tools of thought. In particular, four kinds of effect can be noticed. One is on science and thought in the Middle Ages, because through the mirror you could begin to investigate things which you can't do with a naked eye, particularly light and the nature of the eye itself. So the development of optics, which was a very powerful science, developed in the West, but nowhere else, nowhere in China and Japan. A second enormous effect was on art, because with the use of a mirror, you can destabilize the eye. If you look at things in straight on, it's very difficult to see them in a curious way, and certainly very difficult to paint them. So Renaissance artists suddenly discovered that if you looked in a mirror and then painted from the mirror rather than looking at the thing itself, everything looked different. You could begin to work out the rules, the mathematics of accurate cheating of the eye, which is what painting has to do, using the cheating of the mirror. So the Renaissance, in many ways, which didn't happen anywhere except in the West, may be one of the side effects of mirrors. A third effect was later science, because in order to see vast distances into space in astronomy, you needed powerful telescopes, and the only glass that was good enough to make telescopes was Venetian mirror glass, absolutely pure and clear. So the development of telescopes after Galileo and Newton and so on was possible because of Venetian glass. The last is the most difficult effect to trace, and that is what effect it had on human concepts themselves. The great shift in personality and vision, which we call the Renaissance, is the shift towards introspection, towards the conceiving of yourself as a separate human being, separate from your fellows. Only in the West, it's often thought, was there a rise of individualism, the concept of that I am and different from that person. And it's often thought that perhaps one of the causes of this is the mirror. In other civilizations, you could just see a blurred image on a piece of bronze. But in the West, you had these wonderful mirrors, and you gaze deeper and deeper inside yourself. And one epitome of this, which you can see most clearly, is in the art, because in the painting, many of the great paintings were studies of human character seen in a mirror. The most wonderful of these, of course, are the self-portraits of Rembrandt in the 17th century, but there were many others. So the development of individualism and the perspective of the self as separated out from the other, which developed only in one civilization, it's thought, may be the last and greatest effect of the development of mirrors, particularly in Venice. In other cultures, in China and Japan, they had sometimes things in which you could see yourself, but it was used for an entirely different purpose. For instance, when you went into a Shinto shrine and you gazed in the mirror, which was right in the center of the shrine, it was only a brass or a steel mirror, you could see yourself vaguely in it, but you didn't look at yourself. You didn't look at the person that was you. You gazed into it to see through the image into your inner spirit or soul. And so it wasn't used as a way of looking at yourself, but rather at your spiritual side. So I think that even if they had had glass mirrors with that tradition there, it would have led to a different result. You wouldn't have necessarily had the individualism of the West.